Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lewis. Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. All right, again, this is your weekly dive into the world of high school sports. Still to come here, Coach Jason Cage, coach of the Westlake Lions track and field team, getting ready for sectionals this week. And a great conversation with him as they look to try to run it back at state as well. But right now, man, going to continue on with Shane Bynum, Kip Collegiate, stand out on the basketball court, and his partner, now a USC edge rusher, former Washington Bulldogs football standout, Cameron Found. Cameron, man, once again, welcome into the show, bro.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. So let's talk about it for everybody that don't know. I was at your signing day. I got a chance to hear some of your backstory, you know, and you talked about the fact that, you know, mom moved here from Alabama, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. You know, basically, for long story short, you know, help you, you know, put you and your brother in a situation where there's a little bit more opportunities for you all. So now, at that point in your career, obviously you were very young, but sports-wise, were you kind of just doing everything? Or were you solely in football? What was going on at that time when it comes to sports for you?
Well, I was really just trying to do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
So, like, football ended, I do basketball.
Right.
Basketball ended, I try to do track.
Okay.
Just really just try to stay active.
Okay. All right. So then when did, you know, obviously the years go by, when did it click for you? I kind of remember a little bit, you know, you talked about, you know, some of the coaches were really kind of like, man, you can do this football thing. And you were kind of like, eh, you know. Yeah. But when did it kind of click for you that you knew, you know what, I can do this. This can be something where I can go even further.
Once it was my first spring game, and after I played that game, I started the rest of that season.
Mm-hmm.
And I was starting over seniors. So I was like, yo. And then I had got my first offer from Tennessee. So I was like, yo.
Okay, okay. So was it always, as far as, were you always on the defensive end?
Yeah.
The DN, sir. Edge rush, and all that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you just loved hitting folk.
I can't take getting hit.
All right, so now Jay just reminded me, man. I completely forgot. I was at when you did your thing on the basketball court too, and I was actually at a game. Well, I guess that was his junior year, G? Yeah, where you dropped 52 in the Lemon Street Classic. Like, you know, was it – obviously, you're a dog on the court, too. How did you decide that you just, you know, you didn't really want to – you did basketball, obviously, but it was strictly football for you?
It was just like dealing with Coach G, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he made me want to play it more. It was just fun. Like, the way we were playing, it was just fun. Like,
okay.
It wasn't just like straight basketball. It was fun too. Like, you gonna learn something out of it.
Okay. All right. So now let's go back to the journey getting to USC. I remember you told me when we sat down and did the interview, you said the biggest thing for you was you wanted to pay your mother back because you saw the sacrifices that she made for you and your brother. Just kind of talk about that. For those listeners out there that don't know your story and just, you know, again, why that was important for you when it came down to, even when you didn't want to push yourself, you did push yourself to get to the point where you're at now.
Because, like, being young and just living with my mom, my dad, he really wasn't there for real.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, me just seeing her just, like, do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, I ask for anything. I might not get it right there and then, but I was going to get it later on.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just seeing her do everything. Then her just, like, going out there to get it, like, paying bills on her own, all that, ain't asking nobody for nothing, just doing it on her own, like, showing that she can do it. And, like, not needing a man for nothing at all, like, mm-hmm. just her by herself. We in Atlanta by herself, nobody. We ain't got to call nobody because she going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I know if I can return the favor, I will. I'm going to do it. Like, mm-hmm. no question asked, I'm going to do it.
Awesome, man. And I'm over here, you know, that's how I know I'm getting old, because I'm over here trying to hold back a couple of tears. But, you know, I love that moment. I love seeing just that community that you had there for your signing day. I mean, you had coaches from almost your entire time of playing sports. That had to be a wonderful feeling to have that many people there to support you.
Yeah, it does. Just knowing that, like, I can have somebody come out there.
Because
before, it really wasn't, like, the people that was there, like, they seen what I been through. They seen how the process was and me going through it.
Mm-hmm.
So, just soul's respect.
Awesome.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so let's real quick talk about, the West Coast. You're out there at USC, and we were talking a little bit. You said, you hit the ground running, class, football, workouts, all that good stuff. You guys obviously a few weeks ago had your spring game, and, I read and watched the video where, like you're instantly, like, the talk of USC football when it comes to the defensive side of things. For you, what was the biggest adjustment that you feel like you had to make within these last few months?
Learning to play is like, I had, like, how high school was, I thought I was going to be able to do it like that. Like, you showed me something, I'd be able to get on it. But once I got there, they showed me players. I'm like, whoa, what I do? I'm over there messing up the whole walkthrough, getting cussed out. So I was like, I had to talk to a couple of older guys so I can, like, see what I can do. Mm-hmm. It was just like spend extra time on it. Like, once I spent more time on it, I got more comfortable with playing. Once I got more comfortable, I played better. I made plays. So it was just really learning to play. Like, I can play. I can ball. That's why I'm out there.
Right.
So I just got to do what I got to do to be out there and play.
All right. How inspiring is it for you? Obviously, NFL draft last week. How inspiring is it for you seeing the amount of guys come out of Georgia and out of Georgia, the state of Georgia, and going into the league, and kids right here from this area?
Well, it's good. Like, it's a good look. Like, because my school, we ain't really had nothing. Like, my school, they ain't put nobody out there.
Right.
So I know I can at least help, like, put some kids on the map. So me, like, going to SC and just putting on and possibly getting dropped in 2-3 years, that's just a good look. Like, it helps the city out more.
Right. All right, and speaking of, like you said, talking to the younger guys, your partner Shane here, you guys have been boys for a very long time, but – talk about, even though it's only been a few months, you're still the process. What's kind of been some of the message that you've had for him and any other friends that are, either going through the process right now, about to step into that process? What kind of some of the message you've been able to share with them?
Really, like, once you get into college, you go have some hard times. Like, I didn't call my mom and I didn't cry because I felt like I had a bad practice. But you just, like, if you feel like you're doing something wrong, you got to talk. Like, you got to speak up. And when times get hard, you can't fall. You just got to keep pushing through. Like, no matter what goes on, you just got to keep going.
Right.
It's like, when you stop, there's somebody else who's going to keep going. And they ain't going to stop for you.
Right.
So you got to follow through what you already doing.
Awesome. Good stuff, man. Well, fellas, I want to thank both of y'all for stopping by. Shane, real quick, man, because didn't get a chance to talk to you once Cam, but, again, just share with everybody, seeing Cam go through the process, how inspiring is it for you to just have someone that close to you be able to share that kind of knowledge with you, man?
Yeah, man, it's inspirational, man, seeing my big brother, grow up, during the days, man, working with me. Inspirational, man.
Awesome. Well, fellas, I want to thank both of y'all for stopping by. Again, Cam, I know you just got back in town, so really appreciate you making Prep Sports Nation 92.9 The Game your first stop. Wishing both of you nothing but success. I'll get a chance to watch you, your senior year, because, you're right here. And, of course, I'll be tuned in on the TV, and, we got you back. You home team, unless y'all meet Georgia in the playoffs or something, we'll root for you over here, but nah, it's all love. But, man, thank both of y'all, man. And again, nothing but much success to both of y'all.
Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right. And again, that's Cameron Fountain, Shane Bynum. Of course, Cameron, former Washington standout, now USC edge rusher Shane. You can catch him this upcoming season. Kipp Collegiate Basketball standout. All right, real quick, I want you to hear this conversation I had with Coach Jason Cage, Westlake Lions track and field. They're getting ready for sectionals this Saturday. I think they're down in, where did Coach say they're going? I think he said, did he say Valdosta? They're going somewhere south. They're going somewhere far, Shotter. Anyway, here's my conversation with Coach Cage as they get prepared for sectionals this week. And we'll head out to the Wade4.com hotline where Coach Cage is joining me now. Coach, first off, I want to say congratulations on the season you all have been having, man. It seems like every week when I see a post from you, man, you guys are setting new records. That has to be a good feeling for you to see that type of progression from week to week.
Yeah, thanks for having me on today, man. It does feel good. You know, we got people healthy now, thank God. You know, we put our work in the fall. We had a good base training. Of course, you know, every year you're going to have hiccups. You're going to have injuries. You're going to have setbacks. But, you know, we always stick to the plan. Got some good training days in. The weather's been in our favor lately. And even when it hasn't been in our favor, we still went out there and did what we needed to do. Just like when we went out to California, man. We went from here. You know, it was warm here, like maybe 70 degrees. Get out there. The first day is like 50 degrees and like hell.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But the girls still, you know, went out there and competed. They ended up getting second place, first time running 4x2. And the weather got better on the second day. But, you know, all in all, you still have to get on the track and run regardless of what the weather is.
Right. And speaking of the girls, they win region this past week. Boys finish up in second. What is it about this year's team that has stood out to you the most?
Man, I think we you know, a lot of people don't know, but we had a lot of setbacks this year, man. Mm-hmm. And the way they have been overcoming from the injuries, we had City Jai, he was injured in the beginning of the year. Katie Jefferson was injured. We had some other knickknacks. We had to piece things together. But the way they've been handling adversity, it just showed me that they're mentally tough and they're ready to embrace each and every challenge that they face.
All right, spending time on the Wade4.com hotline. Coach Jason Cage, Westlake Lions track and field team. Coach, what's the message for you all, for the kids this week as they get ready for sectionals?
And as we get ready for sectionals, man, we're headed down to the Valdosta. You know, the kids, we just told them, man, you know, just advance, you know. Mm-hmm. We're not concerned about PRs. I mean, when you're not concerned and chasing the clock, like you mentioned before about us PRing, we weren't chasing the clock. We weren't trying to PR, you know. It's just get out there and compete and advance and go on to the next round. When I think you do that, man, I think great things will happen.
All right, and switching gears a little bit, you know, I was talking to you offline about my son's running track. For Quicksilver, how big has the growth of youth track been when it comes to, you know, the growth of it on the high school level?
Man, it's like it's been huge, man. I ran for Quicksilver back in the 90s.
Wow.
And back then, man, I could count on my hand the number of summer track clubs that it was. You know, probably I could name more than probably 8. That's it, back then in the 90s. And now in Georgia, man, I don't know the number, but it's so many track clubs. It's a good thing. I believe, you know, kids at a young age, they're learning to, you know, embrace competition. We had some of our kids, they have run summer track. But one thing I can say about high school, you know, when kids who have been running summer track all their life, you know, they have to remember, when you get to high school, there's no more age group.
Right.
You know, it's varsity. You know, if you're a freshman and you've been winning age group 13, 14, or 15, 16, you know, there's no more age group. So you have to get into a mindset of, hey, I'm a freshman. I'm about to run against a senior. So
right.
I think summer track is a good thing. I think high school track is a good thing also.
All right. Spending time on the Wade4.com hotline. Coach Jason Cage of the Westlake Lions track and field team joining us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, one more before I let you go. Kind of, again, just switching gears a little bit, but still in the vein of track. You've had several players football players that, you know, have run for you over the years, and they've gone on to have, you know, fantastic careers collegiately, professionally. In my day, football players almost had to kind of get, a lot of us had to kind of get forced out there to on the track. Are you seeing now where it's more and more of the football players are willing to get out there and run track to help better themselves?
Yeah, I think the number has increased over the years. If you notice, man, like I just go back to last year, the guys, Avion Terrell, Jaden Smith at UNLV, Avion's at Clemson.
Right.
Those guys ran their senior year, and they went into their first year as freshmen. They went into the year, man, starting and making impact plays. The Jet was one of the leading freshmen to touchdown, and you saw what Avion's been doing in the game.
Right.
So, you know, at the next level, you have to realize, man, everybody is fast. Mm-hmm. Everybody on that field is fast.
Right.
Even some linemen. And that's what we tell the kids, you know, the football guys. When you get to that next level, man, you're going to have something that separates you. And that speed on the field.
Good stuff. Well, Coach, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day. I know how busy you've been, especially getting the kids ready and everything. It's been a pleasure just kind of watching their success through you. I've gotten a chance to see several of them over the past few seasons. I've had Kiari on the show. What was that, last year? Kaylee, Zion. So just CD. So just, you know, hats off to you and your staff and what you've all been able to do over that Westlake. Obviously, 10 titles combined now?
Yeah, 10 titles combined. So, you know, we're not satisfied. Hey, man, we're going into this state championship.
I know, that's
like
right.
I'm going to a mindset, man. We've won nothing.
Right.
Everybody has to earn it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody has to earn it. We're hungry just like everybody else. So, you know, may the best team win. We're going to get out there and see what we do and put ourselves in situations where we got to compete and see who comes out on top.
That's what's up. Well, Coach, man, thank you. Good luck to you all this weekend in sectionals and obviously in state the following week. And thanks again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, and that was Coach Jason Cage, Westlake Lions. We're going to get on out of here, man. I want to thank my guests, Shane Bynum, Kemp Collegiate Basketball standout, and, of course, my guy, Cameron Fountain, USC edge rusher, former Washington Bulldogs standout, man. Phenomenal young men. And real quick, got to shout out Mama K. Mama KC, you can find her on Twitter, Miss KCJR. All right, because all the information you want, if you just so happen to be a Trojans fan, she's going to have you on deck. All right, so it's coming. Make sure you check her out. And I want to thank again my guests, Coach Cage, Cam, Shane. Appreciate everybody. We'll do it again next week. This is Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.